RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
Hello, listeners, UNAD US. I am your host, Julián Ordóñez Carvajal. I want to present you the program about history and tourist places of our town. Welcome.
We are a student group of the University High School. We are studying in the Babel Tower project in English. We want to invite you to know our town. It's a seguri city. It has many important tourist places, so extreme sports, rapel, rafting, parapente, and skateboard.
Hello, my name is Luis Eduardo Acuña García. The official origin of the town was the result of enormous effort from industrious people that began conglomerating step by step from 1545 to 1684. Most of them were merchants from diverse origins that slowly settled at this place. Many inhabitants, white landowners, proposed in 1683 the erection of a parish to merge the white and mestizo communities that were settling at the ends of the province, based in the segregationist argument that postulated the creation of two separated social republics, that of 19 other towns, that white parishes and villages. More than 40 neighbors began the process to unite a new parish on April 15, 1683 by postulating Blas Garcia de Caldera, resident at the Chanchon Valley, to lead the legal process at the kingdom capital Santa Fe de Bogotá.
Hi, my name is Camilo Garzón. They present a number of reasons as arguments to create this parish. First, the argument the need for better religious service, since they were part of the Chanchon native town and they want to have their own guilds and freemates. Plus the advance derived from having their own church. One second place, they present the population increase in the region, with surprise for 100 head family members. One of the main requirements was to have the terrain to build the parish. In that sense, on June 1683, the Royal Lieutenant Joseph Díaz Sarmiento, his son Juan Díaz Sarmiento, and the Royal Lieutenant José de Archila, residents at the Juanes province, donated the terrain between the Guayancan Creek and the Jaboncillo Creek. This marks the beginning of the new parish, which would be named Nuestra Señora del Socorro, O Lady of Socorro Parish. Along the years, the town has received the name of Ciudad de Cosio Otero, 1712, capital of the antique Socorro Province, 1795, capital of the sovereign state of the Santander, 1861-1886, and Socorro Municipal from 1887 to the present.
Currently, Socorro is a municipality of the Santander Department, located at 6 grade, 28 minutes, 40 seconds, north and 0 grade, 48 minutes, 34 seconds, east from Bogotá Meridia, is total extension 136 km square, temperature range for 23 centigrade to 27 centigrade, and 12-30 meters ABC level. Socorro limits on the north with Cabrera and Pichote municipalities, and the with the Fonsarriga, and the south with Palma del Socorro, and the confines at the east with Pichote and Páramo, and the west with Simacota and Palmar. It has about 35,000 inhabitants. Socorrano people are intelligent, endurance, hard workers, welcoming and friends on the newcomers. They surrendered full to freedom and are proud on their land and their heroic deeds. For the mist dwelt on the Spaniard and native community generations that strong from Central had given to the Colombia country many reasons to be proud of the deeds of the Socorro peoples. They have loved the country, had severed it by the French and glorified on it. His one was waking for this. Socorro had raised the name Cuna de la Libertad Iberoamericana, birthplace of the Iberoamericana freedom.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
La Coordinación de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas de la UNAD, Zona de Occidente, los invita a escuchar Tango U, Cátedra en Tiempos de Tango. Tango U, todos los jueves, 3 de la tarde, aquí en la RV, para la audiencia global en línea.
La puerta al llano se abre. Arpa y soga,
expresión del llano infinito, febril, romántico y bravío como sus propios hijos.
Este es mi llano, compadre.
Arpa y soga, costumbres y folclor.
Lunes, 3:30 de la tarde, en Radio UNAD Virtual.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura del Inglés. Second, historic topic. History Power of the City, 36. The History Power begins at the Central Park. Jose Antonio Galán starts. Approved by the National Congress on 1915. His aura was built by the Socorro of Cooper and Painter. Master Oscar Rodriguez Naranjo. Material bronze. Dedication years 1952. Jose Antonio Galán was the leader of the Comuneros Revolution against the rule of the Spanish kings. His lyrician role was the lesson in Concert High and the regiment at Bogota City. His heart was high in this country. His body part was dismembered to different towns in country on February 1st, 1872. At the place of the monument, Galán ride and the walls on the monument and ordered the royal alliance, but the adjective was the will of the seventh to left son to order revolutionaries in people in general.
Hello, my name is Rafael Eduardo Durán. Manuela Beltrán starts. Manuela Beltrán was a common woman who, supported by more than 3,000 people, had the courage to defy the real tax edict by tearing them down and trampling on them. This event occurred at Liddy Square in front of the tax house, Nobody's the Cafetero Bank, on March 16, 1781. Were the origin the one of the most prominent movements in Colombian history against the abuse from the Spanish crown, the Comunero Revolution. At this same place, the heroine Antonia Santos was squared in July 28, 1819, by order of the Samano Vice King. She was natural from Pinchote, and her execution was based in her insurrection against the Spanish tyrant, headed by the governors Lucas González and Pablo Morillo.
Socorro Armsheath, located at the floor of the central street, the Armsheath was probed by the second king of Spain on April 25, 1773. The monogram present Lady Mary and the most soon proceeding. at the sponsorship of Our Lady of the Court, in direct relationship with the name of the city. In the same thing is clear the symbols of the granite, and the two Eiffel columns on relationship to the new kingdom on the Spanish throne, with the third proclaim is our chief power. The child has a mirror crown, and its colors are blue on the white, gold on Mary's monogram, and the Imperial crown where is mounted, silver on the Eiffel column with a wheel gold, like a red page. The page at the right present the word BLDS, and down on the left the word BLDSA. Each one is mounted with a golden crown. The granite is colored with heraldic red and with the simple lace. In this way, the language of the heraldic proclaims as honorific distinct of the city, the enemy, Marian Charitas of its name.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
No te pierdas todos los martes, cada 15 días, Viva la UNAD, tu programa radial institucional a través de RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para todo el mundo.
El cine y sus bandas sonoras llegan a Radio UNAD Virtual.
Maná, maná.
Soundtrack, las bandas sonoras que hacen del cine parte de su vida. Todos los miércoles, 3 de la tarde.
We continue here in La Aventura de Inglés.
De Tourist Attraction, Culture House Horacio Rodríguez Plata, National Monument Decree 7071 of 1971, Beautiful Colonial House, the use of the residence of the Spanish Governor Lucas González in 1860, y one of the room de Heroin Antonio Santos, was held capital before her execution. It has great archaeological and history museum, conference and exposition room, public library and repository, notarial and usual. Berbeo House. This authentic colonial house is now one of the most antique at the city. It is located in the historic sector of the city. This was house of the Comunero Capitán Juan Francisco Berbeo in 1880. In 1880, the house was acquired by government the sovereign estates of Santander to host the Banco del Norte, one of the first banks in the country. Rosillo House. In this house, Andrés María Rosillo and Mudolo was born. He was one of the most important men in independence endeavor. This magister place was a singer of the independence act on July 2018. The National History Academy su resident tributo to Rosillo with a bronze medallion showing his portrait at the principal wall of the house. This house served as Arquis, one of the best spring spreads of the country.
Spania residence is a truly colonial guide. It is located at the end of the antique Royal Road of Socorro. It is known to be one of the most antique houses at the city. It held the first hospital in the region, founded on the 1775 by the Royal Internado of Socorro Juan Maldonado de la Cerda, who was also promoted in the title of VA of Socorro in 1771. Secondly, it was even the fact House of the Masonic Lodge. Located at the Thick Masonic Triangle, it held the Masonic Lodge Saravita Star number 5, grade 33. This was on the most prominent in the country during the 19th century, with the start of the 1869 with the arrival of important German people. At the beginning of the 20th century is the house of the most important juridic courts of the city.
Hi, my name is Santiago Martinez. I speak about some tourist place. Jesus of Nazareth Chapel or Heroes Pantheon, located on the antique Rosillo Road. This colonial building was converted by the governor Lucas Gonzalez in Heroes Pantheon during the terror regime of the pacificator Pablo Morillo, 1809-1818. In this pantheon rests the heroine Antonia Santos. Years later, this building was the cemetery chapel and major seminary. Currently, it forms part of the National Historic Patrimony. San Rafael Chapel. This chapel was restored by the Bishop of the Socorro and San Gil Diocese Mons, Evaristo Blanco, in 1897, since 1900. It forms part of the San Rafael Asylum, directed by the Tertiary Dominic Sisters. San Barbara Chapel. This is an authentic colonial style chapel. Its stone facade delicately carved is the most prominent feature. Its interior comprises three small halls divided by eight wide columns. It has an extensive wood cross with stone stairs. It has two antique olives portraying two angels and the sepulchre.
Hello, my name is Joana Patrice, Cathedral Church, Bastardi Italian style Toscane Renaissance. This cathedral was begun in 1873 under the direction of the master Ignacio Martinez and Bonifacio Vargas. It was almost done in 1943. Its floors, major altar and pulpit are in Finca Raras marble for the Luke province in Italy. The church is embellished with its thin crystal lamps with drawn and polished bronze. The beautiful portrait of Our Lady of Socorro was painted in 1650 in Sevilla, in Spain, by Bartolomé Esteban Murillo. The border of the picture in silver was made in Paris. The cathedral was consecrated by the Bishop Aníbal Muñoz Duque in 1915. Chiquinquirá Church. This authentic colonial style church was built in 1764 by the Spanish film master Fernando Uribe y Nicolás de Villaprades. In 1781, it was witness of the Comunero Revolution. It was erected as Paris in 1778. In this church, the heroine Antonia Santos was the last anointed in July 28, 1819, minutes before she was executed. The church was the see of the Socorro Diocese from 1897 to 1978.
Chinese come from the Baptists. This building from the colonial epoch. Its construction began in 1786. The front is colored in cobblestone. It has a walled atrium. This place with two floors with the closed patios was initially inhabited by 18 Cappuccino priests from Valencia, Spain. It was inaugurated in 1795 with pompous festivals, but it was abandoned by the priests after the death of July 10, 1810. When Socorro signed its independence act by two retaliations from 1827, it allocated the National Universitario High School and finally the Hospice of San Juan de Dios Hospital.
Capitol Walls, 1872, Socorro Department. Its design was done by the engineer Jose Ramon Peña, who also edited those of the cathedral. This construction, composed by a number of stone walls with rectangular shape, was begun during the presidency of Chen, Solon Wilches, president of the Santander Sovereign State with Socorro as capital. Since the capital of the department was translated to Bucaramanga in 1886, this construction was abandoned. Pominaya Mansion, antique military base. This beautiful house in colonial steel is circumvented by a walled atrium and with a stone arch at the entrance. It was the residence of Colonel Antonio Pominaya, chief of the military force during the terror regime established by the pacificator Don Pablo Morillo, 1816-1819. For many years, the house was inhabited by the Lamus family, which created a number of myths about the house. Unfortunately, the mansion was suffered some change. Nobody, it houses the Socorro Club.
Our tourist, La Onda, he was a total capacity of 800,000 liters of water. Due to its beautiful natural landscape, it is projected as a place for aquatic activity. The dam is located 5 kilometers from Socorro on the road to Oiba, Central Road. A little dam, Little Eagle Dam. One of the access roads to this dam is the old stone road called Vuelta Caballos, Horses Road. It is a beautiful monument by itself. The dam has a natural landscape with vegetation and fauna. Its total capacity is 150,000 liters of water. The dam is located at the north of the city on the Adrarenas Agrarian Zone, El Bejuco Falls, the Rattan Falls, located in the St. Lorenzo Agrarian Zone over the San Cotea Creek. The beautiful fall has approximately 80 meters. Currently, it is used for the practice of extreme sports such as rapid, Mojavita Falls. This is a waterfall of 50 meters located close to his antique Mojavita Mansion. Display is used for ecology. Y Hinken en un hecho de sport social rapid, comunero bridge, cultural interest play, de 1874, from the cultural ministry year 2000, located in the San Lorenzo Agrarian Zone, despite over the Suarez River, used to be called Ramirez during the colonial epoch. Its construction began on 1849 and it was restored on November 17, 1880, by Anelia Angel Maria Otero on the commemoration of the first century on the 1781. Comunero Revolution. The play was located in honor of the Comunero leader with making for the shame in name for the Brits. Now, Sardinas Beach. It is located at 30 minutes from Socorro along the old royal path that communicates the town with Cabrera. This is a majestic engineering work from the 19th century. It is located over the margin of Pons River, built an iron railing, cedar strip on the floor, and calcined stones, a stone from the region. Bolivar Bridge. This beautiful stone monument dates from the colonial epoch. It is located at 20 minutes from Socorro, on the antique royal road from Vélez to Socorro. On October of 1819, Socorrano people welcomed the independence hero Simón Bolívar at this place with a majestic cavern, Red Cavern. This beautiful cavern is located in the Caraota Agrarian Zone and 20 minutes from Socorro. It is suitable for extreme sport. It has a huge library with almost 1500 meters.
Hello, friend. This is Julie Fernandez. Diturian Hill. This is located in 1 kilometer of the city on the road to San Gil. It is believed that at this place the Virgin Mary appeared, which motivated the foundation of Socorro. Currently, a monument resembles the Lady on the Virgin and the Deep. This place is a peregrination the city for many believers every year on the commemoration of the foundation June 16, 1683. Common Arrival. This landing strip is located on the road to Oiba. Kilometer 7. The landing strip is about 800 meters long and used by Cessna aircraft, ultralight aircraft, Mojavita. This was one of the most important mansions at the end of the 19th century. It was honored by the Cuchicutecón, Don José María of the Passion Real and Club, prominent social, political, and cultural figure on the Guanentina and Comune regions. This top is located in this nation in standing position and topped with a brief pyramidal obelisk. Nowadays, the mansion located the Mojavita campus of the Universidad Libre. Located in the principal square of the city, this is the most important hotel of Socorro. It is derived from the green and powerful Tamacara native chief. The hotel has 35 rooms, swimming pool, conference room, and bar. Las Juntas, located at 1 hour from Socorro at the margin of the Suarez and Font River. This place is suitable for swimming and boating. An amateur sport project in underway, category 4, boating over the Suarez River. Sulfurous waters. These waters are located at 45 minutes from Socorro on Naranjal Agrarian Zone and the border on the Suarez River. These sulfurous waters are conformed via a number of medicinal water springs suitable for bathing.
Bye bye. Eso es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.